If you live an easy walk away from a takeaway food outlet but need the car to go to a supermarket or a greengrocer, it's possible you live in a food desert. That's a term coined by public health experts to describe places where there's limited access to shops that sell fresh, healthy food. Analysis of Australia's food deserts is in its infancy, but early results in Sydney suggest the western suburbs have the biggest access problems. And in many cases, the so-called food desert suburbs are the same ones that have alarmingly high rates of diet-related illnesses such as type 2 diabetes. Angela Lavoie-Pierre has this report.
It's lunchtime in Mount Druitt and I'm on the main street. Right in front of me is a string of about 10 different takeaway options. Pizza, burgers, kebabs, and they're all doing a roaring trade.
So what have you got there? What's for lunch?
Okay, I've got a burger and chips.
Is this a one-off or is it...
No, a couple of times a week, I'd say. A kebab with chips and a fanta.
We're having gozama.
Is that what everyone's having?
Yeah, and we're having hot chips as well.
Almost everyone at these takeaway shops lives nearby, which places them either in or on the fringes of a so-called food desert. Professor Glenn Maberly is a public health expert at the Western Sydney Local Health District.
A food desert, I think, was coined in the US by the First Lady, who has a big program of addressing obesity. And it defines geographic areas where there is not a good supply of fresh fruit and vegetables and an oversupply of those foods that are unhealthy.
Specifically, a food desert exists if it's more than 1,600 metres, which in academic terms means walking distance, to the nearest grocer, and less than that distance to the nearest takeaway. Professor Maberly has been working with Dr. Thomas Astle-Burt from the University of Western Sydney. Dr. Astle-Burt has spent the last year mapping food deserts in Australia, starting with Sydney. Glenn Maberly is a diabetes specialist at Blacktown and Mount Druitt hospitals in the middle of the problem areas Dr. Astle-Burt has found.
In Western Sydney, we have a very high prevalence of diabetes. It's about 2 to 3 times the chance of having diabetes compared to the seaside suburbs and the inner city suburbs. And it is related to the food that we eat, the healthy food we eat, the physical activity, and the things that permit our lifestyle to be the way it is.
He says healthcare in the area has changed in order to match the problem.
So diabetes is becoming our biggest burden of health in Western Sydney. And if you have diabetes, the complications are heart attack, stroke, kidney disease, eye disease. So this is becoming quite prevalent. And so our whole health care program is now having to gear up to better manage that. And we're working closely with GPs in our community, specialists in GP rooms, to work out the best management of diabetes.
One of those GPs is Dr. Julie Ong, who has a practice in Rooty Hill.
Most of my patients are Asian patients, and I think the prevalence of diabetes is quite high. I think genetic plays a big role, but the other thing as well is their dietary habits, their culture, the food that they usually eat, and education also plays a big role.
She says explaining the health risks is usually a successful way to get patients to change their eating habits.
I usually tell them the possible complication that they get if they continue to be overweight, like the complications of diabetes, hypertension, stroke and heart attack. And they usually do listen.
Around the corner at the local takeaway shops I visited earlier, most customers tell me they want to eat healthier food, but it's just not convenient.
If I'm like, you know, flat out throughout the whole day and I've got to go grab the kids, come back, yeah, I just, I make sure I pack my lunch. Otherwise, if I'm just in the area, I'll just stop by and grab something to eat.
I know I should eat more healthy, but I just can't help it. It's just easy, just buy food. Eat it.
Well, we need to eat more healthily, but, you know, it doesn't work out sometimes.
Why do you think that is? Is it time?
Yeah, time. Because, you know, I'm back from school and she goes to classes, so sometimes, you know, you just have to go eat out.
That report from Angela Lavoie-Pierre.